Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
Hey, Dad.
Undefeated WBO lightweight champion of the world.
Hey, Daddy.
Taking, you know, any credit away from Arrow, he's a great fighter. He's good at what he do. But when you compare him to Terrence Crawford, there's no comparison.
It's a dollar beat.
I'm just a better fighter.
BoxingWiz.com.
Sit back and watch this. I promise you something. All that shit you talking. All that shit you talking don't mean nothing. I can bump my guns at you, and you can bump your guns at me. But at the end of the day, them two brothers got to get in the ring.
Hey, Dad, it's a dollar.
We been here before. You try to get there. All right? I can tell you how it is to be undisputed. You can't tell me shit.
This is dope.
Hey, Daddy.
Y'all support y'all fighter. Let's come together. Make this event a success.
BoxingWiz.com.
Everything about Terrence Crawford is better than Errol Spence Jr.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
Boxing fans, are you ready?
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back
to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today, we're going to be recapping this weekend's fights. What a great weekend of fights did we have. A lot of surprises. Shout out to Giovanni Stantilian that definitely made a mark on the welterweight division. And really, that's what we're here to talk about. What an explosive animal is what he looked like last night. And I can't stop thinking about a fight with him and Boots. I'm sorry. Like, him and Boots, him and Villa, you know, him and so many. But I want today's flow of the show to go slightly different. I want to take you back to Jack Catterall's win yesterday and remind you that no one booed. Remind you that no one got mad when the announcer said, "Do you guys want Taylor Catterall?" I just want to point out how not only DAZN, UK fan base of boxing, but the audience reacted. You know, Catterall here on American soil isn't really given a chance for his performance last night. I mean, people are criticizing him. They called it boring, you know. But that's not the UK fans. They were up in cheers the minute the announcer said, "Who wants Catterall versus Taylor?" And I think that we need to learn something from the UK fight fans. Because Catterall-Taylor is a good fight. It's a fight that deserves a rematch. You know, it's a fight that earned Catterall some favor with hardcore boxing fans. Many believe he beat Josh Taylor, so they're treating him as such, which is unfair for Taylor because he actually got the real victory. That being said, we would never see something like that on American soil. You know, we would never see someone in a boring fight and then get cheered on for his next opportunity. I just wanted to point that out because they got it right. We do not. You know, they don't need a belt. Catterall doesn't need a belt. He doesn't need a Ring Magazine, a WBC. He's fighting Taylor domestically because it's a big fight and because his fans care about it. So the network cares about it. I just hope that, you know, we can eventually get to a place where we're as fan-friendly as the UK. But we'll start there because, obviously, you know, Giovanni Stantilian finished off the night. So we'll start with Jack Catterall and the entire Matchroom DAZN card that began the boxing event for us on Saturday. For our betting team, some of you definitely made money. We got so many right, so I'm sure that you guys made money. William Carolla, we got that right. That was a good fight. William has a striking resemblance to his brother Anthony. And what can you say? William was 1-0. He went in this fight and got the win. Not much to talk about other than that he's a name and he got the win. Jack Turner, excuse me, also picked up the win. Again, not much to talk about. Jack blew out some guy that wasn't on his level, so you can't really see the skills of Jack. Jack definitely beat on his opponent and beat him to the body well. So, you know, that fight was a well-deserved knockout. But credit to Jack Taylor. Turner, excuse me. Little rough, but again, when you're in there with someone that isn't on your level, you know what I mean? He ran through him. Shout out to Muhammad Ali. No affiliation to our Muhammad Ali from America. This guy became 3-0. We didn't watch it. We'll fast forward to what we did watch, which was Peter McGrail versus Fran Mendoza. They call Peter the Saus Lomachenko. I was about to call him Mayweather. The Saus Lomachenko. I don't know if any of my UK guys are around. If you could tell me what the hell is Saus, you know, I don't know. But they're calling him the Saus Lomachenko. Now, I knew because they were calling him that, the hype was going to be big and people probably would think he would get the, you know, knockout. I didn't think so. And I gave that advice to our betting crew. Saus is officially known as the Liverpool English or Merseyside English in accent and dialect. So I guess it's a certain part of England. And he's the Saus Lomachenko. That didn't convince me, like I said, enough to pick him via knockout. He's very good. Very good angles. He does resemble Lomachenko in the way that he moves, but he doesn't have the high activity and he doesn't have those explosive angles. They are explosive angles, but they don't look like Mayweather. But he gets the job done. I mean, I keep saying Mayweather, but you know I mean Lomachenko. He got the job done. He looked good, but it went 10. Shout out to Fran Mendoza, who was durable, very durable, and gave us everything we needed to really, you know whether or not the Saus Lomachenko is as good as they say. And truth be told, I think he is. You know, it was a step up. I believe I'll give you that in a bit, but I think he was only 7-0 at the time, stepping up to a 17-0 fighter from Colombia living in Spain. And Fran.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Was 17-0, and Peter was 6-0. So that was a jump up and step in, and step, jump up in class for Peter. And he looked good. He just did not get that knockout that the betting lines assumed that he would. That being said, we move on to the next fight on that card is Abiz Fizat versus Fijaz versus Rhys Bulati. I told my betting crew, and I ain't even going to go down into this and get all upset. It is what it is. I told the betting crew Rhys would get the win. They laughed at me, and this is something important that they need to learn now, right? They laughed at me, forced me to change my pick. No one in the chat believed me. So I changed my pick, and we all lost because of you dumb motherfuckers. Just remember, each and every one of you that laugh, you're a stupid motherfucker. The other motherfuckers that told me I was wrong and there's no way and I should go Fiaz, you're an idiotic motherfucker. Just saying. That being said, Jack Catterall got the decision that I also recommended when a lot of people were betting 7 through 12, recommending 7 through 12, telling you Linares is old and has no chin. Nestor Gibbs put his money where his mouth is, told you it was decision, bet on decision, and we win again. Just saying. We move on to the May, to the Golden Boy card. And on that card, obviously, is the card that Golden Boy put on with Alexis Rocha main eventing versus Giovanni Stantilli. And Giovanni is a welterweight that is signed a top rank. He was sent over for this fight. It's an unfortunate situation, but it's one of those situations in boxing that's necessary. Alexis Rocha was the mandatory challenger to the WBO. He would have got a shot at Crawford. It's fair to say that he did not take his shot at Crawford and instead allowed Crawford to fight for Undisputed versus Earl and accepted step-aside money. So, in theory, had he not lost this fight, he would have been able to pick up that extra check and the extra check for stepping aside plus this fight with Giovanni's check plus the next fight, which would have been the actual title shot. It ain't work out like that. Giovanni takes his mandatory status. We don't know if that's effective immediately, but this win does make Giovanni the mandatory challenger to Terrence Bud Crawford. Now, how fast that happens, no one knows, but Giovanni shocked everyone. He was coming off a shaky performance in his previous fight versus Eric Bonet, where he didn't look the best, where people even thought maybe Bonet deserved the decision. So Giovanni really came in there possessed, man. I mean, the way that he fought was amazing. I do love it. The eight right hooks, that was crazy. He just looked like a man possessed. He looked like a man that was focused on getting the task done, and he did that. He just would not take no for an answer. And, you know, credit to Alexis Rocha. He fought with everything he had. He fought his heart out. He tried his best. Giovanni was just too big, too strong. Honestly, the dude looked like he was a fucking middleweight, not a junior middleweight. He looked so much bigger than Rocha in size, in width, in thickness. It didn't look right. It don't matter, you know. The fight happened, they weighed in, and whatever Giovanni rehydrated to, well, that certainly helped him. You know, Golden Boy, very sour. They didn't even post Giovanni, and this is what's wrong with our sport. We're broken, you know. Why not post? Why do you still have Alexis as if he won? Where is the win post? You know, you got your co-main. You got Sandoval winner. Where is Giovanni's graphic? Why is this sport so hateful? Where is Giovanni's graphic? What are we missing here? Did he do something wrong? Did he not win? Why wouldn't they post him? You know, you do business with Top Rank. You ask them to send their fighter over. The least you can do is post him if he won. How does this help? Oh, let's get together as a company and act as if it didn't happen? But then you want to get on social media, Oscar De La Hoya, and say all promoters should come together. Well, you're not even doing your fucking job. And I'm sure it'll go unnoticed. I'm sure they'll put the blame on some employee. But the truth is they're sour. The truth is they're mad. The truth is their man was battered and beaten. And they're hot. They're in their feelings. They didn't post Giovanni, but that's okay. Top Rank did. And they did a collab post so that Giovanni can get new followers, you know? Very unfortunate the way this sport, you know, works. How they think. Counter promoting, you know. It's like we put on a great show. It could have been Fight of the Year candidate. We're going to lie or just not tell you who won. Like, that's their game plan, Golden Boys. Bunch of weirdos over there. But Giovanni does get the win. He picks up the WBO, NABO welterweight title, and he's one step closer to a full welterweight title. He took out Alexis Rocha in six rounds, three knockdowns, and a knockout. Just wow. It was a fantastic performance. If you haven't caught that, you should before Golden Boy scrubs the internet of it. John Ramirez also impressed me. Really impressed me. His power is real. He finished Bautista quicker than Martinez. I do want to check. I think maybe Bautista moved up for this fight, and he did. So he fought Martinez at 112, but he fought Ramirez at 115. I don't know how much of a difference that weight made, but Scrappy came in there, and he gave no fucks. He walked him down. He just punished him. Shout out to John Scrappy Ramirez. Picks up another win and puts himself back in that column of looking good. Because his last fight, they certainly did not think he looked good. The Ricardo Sandoval fight, I thought Sandoval with the tattoos did better than what the scorecards had it. It wasn't wide. I mean, he obviously won by four rounds on most judges' scorecards, but I thought it was Tattoo Sandoval that was winning. I don't know what the fuck I watched. That being said, Ivana Verduzco, I guess the Z is silent, Verduzco, she got her first win, and you know her as Right Hook Roxy. So she was able to pick up her win. I want to give her credit on her ring outfit. She came out, I want to say, Danny's not here, so we're just going to go ahead and misname it. But she's like the, you know, the skeleton dude that Canelo always has. You know, I think it's like the Dia de los Muertes dude. But she came out like a girl. It was dope. It was dope. That helps. You know, it helps your brand. It helps ticket sales. It gives awareness. So, you know, that was decent of her, you know, to do not only for the weigh-in, but for the fight as well. But that's pretty much all the fights. If anybody wants to call in and voice their opinion on this weekend's fights, if you want to talk about anybody that fought this weekend, feel free. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion. We got Discord available. Twitter Spaces available, and you can use our landline. So we're going to be going out to the callers. We do have, remember, no show if we don't have any callers.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Or at least it ends quicker than it should.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
I will say I do got to bring up Gabriela Fondura.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She did her thing, impressed me beyond what I thought I was going to be impressed. I picked her to win her world title. I just did not know it would come via knockout and such vicious right hooks from that southpaw stance. Credit to her father. He really taught her how to whip that hook. Now, it could have looked as brutal as it did because she was fighting someone shorter, so she had A, the reach, B, the height advantage, C, the leverage. But none of that matters. That woman was the champion. Fondura was the challenger. And, man, she fucking cleaned Shorty's clock. I honestly was upset because I picked decision. And her and Scrappy blew my ticket, man. Everybody else on my ticket hit. I mean, I had Isaac Chamberlain decision that I told you to pick. That's what I'm saying. If y'all didn't make money this week, it's because you a bunch of losers. I said Isaac Chamberlain would win. He won by decision points. I said Catterall would win by points. He won by points. I said Peter McGrail would win by points. He won by points. That right there is a three-way parlay. Not my fault if you continued with the rest of my recommendations to make it like a 10 fucking team parlay. You feel me? I definitely gave out like 6 wins, bro. And you win some, you lose some, you know? I won a couple of 4 teams and 3 team parlays, and I'll show that on a betting show, and that's only because I did a round robin. So they allow you to lose 1 on your round robin, so I was still able to eat. Not the way I wanted, but I was still able to eat. Really, I put all my eggs in the Rocha basket. I just never, based off what I seen in the Eric Bonet fight, you know, not in my wildest dreams. Giovanni had to make me a believer, and he did. And credit to him, that's the best, when you're made a believer, when they show you what they can do. And he showed me he's a terror. He showed me he is mean. I never seen anybody do that many right hooks. You know, we seen Roy Jones maybe pop 3 with the same hand, but 8? 8? Bro, dude's an animal. I want him in Villa. I want him in Boots. I mean, T.O. got super champion status. I want him in T.O. That's a top-ranked welterweight fight. Let T.O. move up the welterweight. Challenge Giovanni Stantilian for the ability to become 4-time, what is it? Because he's 35, he's 40, 3-time champion. I want Crawford, Giovanni. You always fight your mandatories, fight this mandatory. I said Boots, give me Boots. I want that. I'm even feeding Mario Barrios to the Wolves, man. Mario Barrios, Giovanni Stantilian, next Mexican Independence Day. Main event, not main event, don't fucking matter. That's a fight. That's a fight. You know, it's unfortunate because obviously Mario isn't a natural welterweight and he's just starting to get used to being a welterweight, but I don't know. Something about 2 Mexicans going at it. Something about Mario Barrios having the ability to basically knock out or knock down everybody he fights other than Keith Thurman. And Tank. He didn't drop Tank, right? Tank and Thurman, the only 2 people he didn't drop or knock out. So it'd be interesting to see. I don't mind that fight. Not a lot of welterweights out there for Giovanni to pick from anyway. You know? He's on the top rank side of things. What could they really offer him? But I do got a poll. And I am asking you guys what you want for Giovanni next. And we're about to take calls. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-425-569-5241. Discord is available. Twitter is available for anybody that wants to voice their opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're going out to Average Boxing Fan. What is up?
Remember up? To rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes.
Yeah, starting off, man, I had a great fucking sport combat day yesterday. You know, started with the UFC card. That shit was lit. And then the Catterall and Natas fight, I had to pick Catterall. Took some money from Brandon. He picked the old wolf. He couldn't pull it out. I mean, I thought Catterall could have finished fucking Linares, but he looked timid and he played it way too safe. The Santillan fight, god damn, bro. I did not see that shit coming. I had Rocha winning that shit.
Me too.
That motherfucker surprised me. That's wild, bro. And shout out to Rocha and his father. I don't know if you heard that when his father at the last round where he tells him, I'm going to let you just be you. Go do what you do.
You said what?
You didn't hear that?
You said his father said, I'm going to let you do you.
Yeah, when they were in the corner.
Nah.
He told him, you're not doing anything. I'm telling you, you're getting hit. He tells him, I'm going to let you just do you. Go out there and do you. And that's when he gets knocked out, bro. Damn. That's crazy. Shout out to them. But, bro, I don't want to see Tio and Santillan. Why we got to make Tio move up, bro? That's crazy.
Well, he's already super champion. It was already the works. Like,
I'd rather see Haney and Tio at 40. I don't want to see fucking Tio and Santillan is a fucking monster, dog. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, Tio asks for the status.
Crazy, bro.
Tio asks for the status before Santillan Young falls, so maybe he knows something we don't know. Like we didn't know that Rocha has sparred Giovanni, right?
Yeah, but fucking nah, I want to see Haney Tio. That's for me. That's more intriguing than. I don't think Tio can do anything with that fucking big ass dude. He's a big ass 47, bro. He's huge. He looked damn 54 over. Dude is big, man. That's a mismatch, in my opinion. So I'd rather see Tio fight Hayden, bro, because that's more intriguing to me.
Remember, we thought Teller was a mismatch. We thought Teller was too big. And look at what Tio did to him. And I'm not saying that Giovanni's not bigger than Teller. I'm just saying, going into that fight, we thought, you know, Tio was going to lose. Quite possibly.
Yeah, but I think Haney Tio is still more intriguing for us, for everybody. I think it sells more, too. This is this one fight that Santillan looked great. We were just talking about. Well, you were saying that he didn't look so great as the fight before. So, none of us knew he was going to do that.
I totally agree. Like, but again,
feel like it's your time. But it's not your time.
You got to think like Top Rank. You know, are they really going to do cross promotion with Haney and Tio? Or do they want Tio to stay on their side of the street and do what they like to do on their side? We got Tyrone the Great. What up? Y'all know what time it is. Tyrone got that list.
Hey, y'all. You see our accountability person for the predictions. So I'm going to run through this list real quick. It was pretty short. So General Camino, he was uncertain on the Rocha fight, so I let him pass on that. But he got the Catterall by decision. Okay. Demo had Rocha. I think everybody on this list, they got that wrong with the Rocha thing. So just everybody that I name out, they all got Rocha wrong. I'm not even going to go through that. But he got the decision, too, with Catterall, and he picked Scrappy straight up. So we had Ryan, Scrappy straight up, Catterall on decision. We had Rodney and Quan. Y'all both had Catterall. But we had Alexander from Discord. Mm-hmm. He had Catterall by KO, and he had Scrappy by decision. So kind of got it right, but not quite, you know. But he also picked Chamberlain on point. So also back on Ryan had Fedora to lose, and she actually won. So there was some extra picks there. But everybody else on the list, y'all got Catterall. So we got Chrome. Chrome got it. Average Boxer Fan got it. Calls on Twitter. Burrow City E, he chose Linares. And Linares lost. And then we also had Big Gucci Nick. He had Catterall by decision. So, yeah, I want y'all to start, you know, choosing the people that win, but how they win too, you know, so I can keep y'all real accountable for it. Not these straight up things. Just choose a decision, knockout, what round, whatever, so I can keep tabs on your day. So
now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
But I'm out. I
appreciate you, champ. We appreciate it. Community certainly appreciates you keeping tabs on everybody, holding them accountable. It's good to have somebody do that this way. We know who's actually good at calling in, not just blowing hot smoke. Stay Wavy TV, what up?
Man, what's happening, man? Get okay.
Chilling, chilling.
Man, I just want to take time to just, you know, put the spotlight on Jorge Linares. You feel me? He did an interview with Mill City Boxing right before his fight, talking about how Devin Haney is scared that he's going to get beat by Tank and Shakur, and Devin Haney's going to run around the ring and all that voice. Man, you just got your ass put by Catterall, man. Catterall put your ass into retirement. You know, and that's
he
what happens when you speak English. What do you think, man?
I said he did retire. In the ring, he said I don't need to begin.
That's what happens when you speak bad on Lord Haney, man. It's karma, man. You know what I'm saying? You still got to watch this song, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be honest, man. He should have retired after he lost to Haney. That's when he should have retired. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Linares, man, he did his thing. You know, he had a good career, but you should have retired after Devin Haney beat your ass, man. You know, he got that lucky shot. He got this. He got that lucky shot. You know, but you ain't drop my man, though. You ain't drop him, though. You know what I'm saying? You got that lucky shot right before the round was over and all that, bro. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got dominated in that fight, bro. You
who
know
did
what I'm
better,
saying?
Though?
So all the boxers,
who did it better, though? Who did it better?
Catterall or Haney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Haney. Come on, man. She know I'm a rock with Haney, man. You did this, man. You did that. Why did you act this? You know who I'm going to say, man. You know what's up with me, Ness, man. You know I'm going to rock with Devin Haney, man. Ness, I'm the biggest Devin Haney fan on the boxing voice, Ness. I know this is the Haney voice, but Ness, Stay Haney TV is the biggest Devin Haney fan on here, bro. Devin Haney is him, bro. Devin Haney's the new Floyd. Yo, Ness, why you think they got that card on the same day as Haney and Regis, bro? They jealous, Ness. They're trying to take the spotlight away from the new champ. They see all this nasty hitting, bro. That's Floyd, bro. That wasn't Al Heyman. That's Floyd, man. Floyd told Al Heyman to do that shit. That's that trash-ass card. That ain't no pay-per-view card, Ness. That shit should be on regular TV, but they don't got Fox no more. That shit should be on Showtime, bro. Showtime kicked their ass to the curb, man. That ain't no pay-per-view card, man. Come on, Ness. They hating, bro. It's the Lord Haney era, Ness. But, yo, salute for the Boxer Boys. Thumbs up. Biggest boxing podcast in the world. Shout out to my boy, Nestor Gibbs, man. I'm out. Salute, man. Salute.
Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. We going out to Steve in Chicago. What's up? Steve. Steve, Chicago. Steve, Chicago. All right. We got Alex in Florida.
You may feel like it's your time.
Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, no mic today.
No, I'm on the road. Just dropped up my boy. Yeah, man. Yo, who's the dude that's writing down the names again?
Tyrone the Great.
Bro, we got to get his Cash App, man. For him to do that, take his time. I'm sure he has to do some rewinding. Yo, we need to find a way to donate to him, because that's what's up, man. I appreciate, even though I ain't get my methods right, I appreciate him going, taking the time and letting the people know who picked who, what they picked, what people were too scared to pick a method. That shit ain't easy all the time. Because, yo, watching that fight with Catterall and Linares, bruh, you could tell if that motherfucker just pushed forward, he would have probably got Linares out of there. He would have knocked him down and finished him. So that was a little frustrating to watch. You know, Catterall, listen, quality fighter. It's pretty obvious when you see him. He understands range. He understands what range he's best at. And really nice left hand. It was, like I said, it was frustrating, but, man, that's a three-division champion right there, Linares. I know a gentleman earlier was saying he should have been retired already. Yeah, maybe. But, man, you can still see it. Still looks, you know, a little, you know, like he's got some pop. Good speed still. Still a smart fighter. Just, you know, couldn't pull a trigger when he needs to. But what I was going to say, it was just a little frustrating. And, you know, he wants that Josh Taylor rematch. I was hoping he'd say Hitchens' name, because Hitchens was saying his. But, man, even Eddie Hearn was saying, you know, Taylor or what was the other fight they were saying? They were saying somebody else. I can't remember at the top of my head. But, I mean, it is what it is. Catterall is one of the top 140-pounders. And, you know, we'll see where he goes from here. Man, bro, that Rosa Santillan, dog, Santillan, I fell asleep right after the Ramirez fight. I ended up taking a little nap, and I woke up because I'm hearing the announcers go crazy. And right when I wake up, this man Santillan is putting fucking paws on Rosa. I was, what happened?
I said nothing, just hearing, listening to it.
My bad, I heard feedback. Man, you give it Santillan. He came to fight, and I thought Rosa was going to be a little bit better than him, and Santillan proved he was a lot better than him that night. I don't understand why people are calling this guy, like, a monster now. Like, I've seen Santillan before. I've seen him against Andrew Ruiz, which is a pretty decent, good performance. There was another fight I seen, you know, very unimpressive. He stepped up. This was his big shot. Yes. But I'm not saying, you know, you were saying you need to see him against Boots. You know, you are want. Well, it was want or need. I want to see him against Bud. I mean, I'd understand, you know, ranking-wise, but I don't need or want to see it. Good for him. Great win.
That's the bell.
I love.
I would have gave you extra time, but you out here wilding. I don't need or want. Maybe I don't need, but I want. But I don't need or want Santillan versus Boots? The bell rung, champ. I didn't take any time from you, but I certainly didn't give you any extra to spew that weirdness. You kidding me? I would take Giovanni versus Villa right now. Bro, styles make fights. And this is why I led with Catterall and Teller. I led with them cheering, not booing. I led with them extremely excited that two guys are going to get in the ring to fight without a belt. And here I am trying to say the same thing for us. Villa, Giovanni, Boots, Giovanni. No belts, just good fights. But you dudes, you feel me? Even the hardest of hardcores, look at them. I don't need or want it. Cool, you don't have to need it. But you don't want two top welterweights to fight each other? This guy's hilarious, I'm telling you. I got to deal with this shit every day. Cliff, what up?
Oh, what's up? Yeah, this dude that called before this last caller, he was getting on my nerves. He is such a fucking Devin fan. Like, that shit was annoying.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Stay Wavy TV.
Yeah, that shit is, like, what the fuck is wrong with him? He's like, yo, Lord Haney, who you think did it better? Oh, Devin, I'm going to say Devin, like, nigga, you can't give us who you really think did it better? You just going to jump on Dev's dick just because he's Devin? You're not even going to, even if you think Devin did it better, but the way you said it was just like, Devin, like, shut the fuck up. And I like Devin too, but damn, can you at least look at the sport past the fucking person and look at what was going on? But anyways, I do feel like Devin did it better than Stanionis. That was one of Devin's best performances. You know, Stanionis didn't get
not
hit.
Not Stanionis.
You know, it was pretty close.
You mean Linares?
I mean, I think Devin beat Linares better than Catterall did. Excuse me.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
But that was probably one of Devin's most prettiest performances, in my opinion. So, but yo, last night broke my heart, yo, and it shows me like anything could happen. Cause I fell asleep. I didn't watch the fight. I couldn't make it for some reason. I was just too tired. Maybe I drink too much. But I went to sleep with a lock. Like, I brought three large pizzas for everybody and everything. Like, yo, my bet is in the bank. Now, I mean, we got everything. What happened? I was just waiting for Rocha to win. And it didn't matter how he won, because I had him hedged both ways.
Damn.
I woke up at like 3 a.m, and the motherfucker didn't even win, bro. I like, damn. So that goes to show me, like, now I felt like Devin was definitely going to be fucking Regis, and Shakur is definitely going to beat that dude he going to fight. Now I'm looking at everything differently, because anything could really happen in this sport of boxing.
Oh yeah. So,
I'm never going to look at it like I have been. Like, it's a foregone conclusion because it's not. Yeah, boxing is that crazy. But who I would like to see the dude fight that knocked Roach out. I really would like to see him out of the poll. I would want to see him fight Barrios because I'm not a full believer yet. And I liked Barrios' last performance versus Ugas. Mm-hmm. And I like what he just did. So I would want to see him fight Barrios because I feel like we wouldn't know who was going to win that fight. I feel like it would be more of a 50-50. If he fought Boots, I feel like we're going to just pick Boots. Everyone's going to believe that Boots is going to beat him. So I would rather see him fight Barrios or even Stanionis if Stanionis could get past.
But, bruh, ain't that the reason?
School, one time. What you mean, ain't that the reason?
I mean, everybody thought Rocha was going to be Stantillion.
Oh, so that's like why I still want to see him fight Boots?
But it's
because,
not
nah, but I would still rather see him fight Barrios or someone else.
I hear you. I'm just saying, if you think about what you told us. You said, I'm still not sold on Dude, so I'd rather see him fight Barrios. Remember, Barrios started at 122. His career started at 122 pounds. He's a welterweight. He's fighting at welterweight. But is he a natural welterweight? I would say Boots is that. I would say Villa is that. Rashidi Ellis is that. You know, I want to see Giovanni with those names. Like, bro, he's been fighting 140 pounders. Last time I seen Giovanni fight before Bonet, he was fighting. Didn't he fight DeMarco? Let me double check. But I'm pretty sure homie fought DeMarco, man. Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. It's time. It's time to throw him in. He just got a great win in ridiculous fashion. It's time to put him in there with some more good names. Like, bro, ay Dios mío. Look, the last name my man fought, that's why he slept all of us on the betting lines. That's why even the bookies had him a... What the bookies have a fucking Rocha? Like a minus 600? Look at this. He fought DeMarco, and I watched that fight, and I promise you that fight, we thought he lost. I'm pretty sure we thought the dude lost. Look, 95-95. Like, I'm pretty sure DeMarco got mad and was like, this is why I can't keep in this sport. Like, bro. And then after that, y'all don't know who the fuck Cecil McCall is, but I know. But other than that, who the fuck is Giovanni for? Oh, yeah. Eric Bonet. So, no, I don't want to see him fight a 22-pound. I want to see him fight real welterweights. Now that he fucking cleaned the clock of a punching welterweight. Like, yo, Rocha was a puncher. He was a puncher. He was doing his thing. He was a puncher for sure. But we got the only snatch. What up? Snatch. Alex must got a counterpunch. He must ain't like what I said. I ain't take a shot at you. I'm just telling the truth.
I mean, that's your opinion, and I have mine, right? It's all good. Listen, I'm not saying Santillan doesn't deserve a good top fight. I'm just saying I can't say I want or need it off of one great performance. We don't throw one person to be the best fighter in the division based off one fight. So I don't have a problem if he fights the Boots.
It's funny because
all right, but I mean, how are you? Go ahead.
No, because you had broke up right there, so I was just trying to fill in your dead air, and I was just gonna say it's funny how you call in to say you don't need or want it again, but you're like, how are you gonna give a fighter of one performance the top? I didn't like look at the names. I put Tio Barrios. Thurman Stanionis winner. I said I want Boots. He's on the list. None of those dudes are the top. The top is Earl and Crawford. That's why they got a rematch.
Well, when we were speaking, but no, when you were speaking before, you had said Crawford.
Well,
so that's what I'm talking about. He's in mandatory, so I understand.
He's the mandatory.
The word was want. You said I want. Terrence versus Santillan. Santillan, however you want to pronounce it.
But what else did I say? I said I want Terrence versus Santillan. He fights all his mandatory. Fight this one. That's what I said. So that it's clear.
Okay.
So that it's
all
clear.
Right. It's still,
so
I
that
want.
It's clear. This is a tough mandatory, and any other time you fight your mandatories. So fight this one. Yeah, what's wrong with the mandatory?
Oh, it's a tough mandatory?
what's wrong with the mandatory getting his shot?
Nothing's wrong with that at all. That's not my point, sir. I haven't said that one time. I said I understand it. He's mandatory. It makes sense. But the word want, I can't say I want that.
Why
It'd be
not?
Understandable.
Why don't you want... But why don't you want the sport
mean,
to work the way that it's supposed to? I want the sport to work the way that it's supposed to.
Oh, my God.
That's the mandatory.
Aren't you the same guy that wants Terrence to go up three weight classes to fight Canelo? Mr. I want things to go how they're supposed to?
Which is
you
also...
See?
Which
I mean,
is,
listen.
Which
let's
is
not live so much
sport.
In the moment. That's all I'm saying.
It's
let's
also,
not live so much in the moment.
But, champ, just like T.O. is on the pole because he activated super status with the WBO, I want Terrence to activate super status. But guess what? He has not. He has not like T.O., so we can't talk like T.O. T.O. did the necessary paperwork. He was already elevated to super champ. So T.O. has an automatic right at Stantillion or Crawford, bro. I'm just telling you the truth.
And Crawford, didn't Crawford just get in position as mandatory or number one at 154 for WBO? So he is in position. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, but he didn't ask for that. They put him for number one.
It was given. It was earned.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. T.O. asks for what he wants. Crawford wants Canelo. Go fucking ask for it. That's what I'm saying.
T.O. also said he's retired, so. I mean, come on, man. All I'm saying is I love the Barrios. That's really what I wanted to say. I love the Barrios fight. I think that's a great one. I'm glad he called that name out. And I hope the promoters, they're cool with making it because I think that's a great matchup. Thanks.
Yo, I didn't even hear him. See, because I don't watch it with the TV on, bro. I didn't know he called out Barrios.
Post fight. I'll clip it for you if you want.
Wow.
That was the first name he said.
Wow.
Yeah, he said Barrios.
If I'm Barrios, I'm not fighting you. Why? Like, what?
Well, yeah, I mean,
I got
real,
an interview.
Barrios.
It just don't make sense.
I was going to say, Barrios is looking at bigger names for sure, but I mean, why not? All right, Ness. I appreciate you.
But I did say opening this show, I did say Barrios, you know, and Stantillan, you know, Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Independence Day, main event, not a main event. I literally said that. But I said that without knowing he called out Barrios, which is funny to call out someone not on your stable, but I get it. He also probably lives in the reality that he is in, and that reality is there's no welterweights on Top Rank side of the street. So he's going to need something. I just don't know, right? If you're Barrios, you got an interim, you know, Stanionis and Thurman is fighting now. So, like, he's got a clear shot at the WBC. If he's on some Shakur shit where he just want to make good fights, then he'll fight him. But I feel like that would be a fight that Barrios is an underdog, bro. Stantillan looks big. I get it. People saying, bro, don't get too high on his last performance. But it usually works like that for fighters. You know, they usually step up to the level of competition. Some people fight down. And that's what happened, obviously, in his fight with DeMarco and his fight with Bonet. But when, you know, the stakes got high. High prisoner of the moment. I love it. But that's what we got to be. That's what I'm saying. You seen all those UK crowds? That's why I brought them up first. You see how they yelled and cheered for Taylor and Catterall? That's what we don't do. That's all I'm trying to do. Giovanni versus Boots, great fight. Giovanni versus Villa, off a loss, is still a great fight. That's what I'm saying. I am trying to show you that losses don't matter. Jack Catterall about to get a big stadium fight with a dude coming off a loss to T.O. Nobody in that crowd kid. That's the point I'm trying to make with today's show. You know, Rocha versus
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rashidi Ellis, too. It's time. Let Rocha get back, you know. And that's his get back, is Ellis. Both men off of losses. And Ellis is off of a long layoff. Shout out to Ryan Frazier in Canada. Gave you bums 5 memberships. He gifted 5 memberships. So 5 lucky guys get to listen to the betting show this Friday, 10:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much, Ryan Frazier. Salute to your brother, Joshua Frazier. We got Northern American from Cali, member for 2 months on that prospect level. He says, pound for pound, number 1, Inoue. Pound for pound, number 2, Canelo. Pound for pound, number 3, Bud. Number 4, Lopez. Number 5, Kerr. All right. Sarcasm, $2. Thanthillion shouted out top rank at the end. Golden Boy, mad. Eric Cromer, member for 1 month on that champ level. He said, I think G and Boots would be a classic, and I'd have to say 50-50 fight. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward didn't need belts or wins and losses, didn't matter. And that's all I'm saying. We gotta try and push our fighters to that. Like, a loss don't matter. And, you know, he's saying G is short for Giovanni, Stantillion, and Boots would be a classic. It'd be one of those fights where we probably gotta have a rematch. Even though we thought Boots and Villa would be a bit tougher, just a bit. I mean, we knew Boots was way more skilled, but we did just a bit. He made that look easy. We got Angel Perez made $3,500 from Rocha, from the Rocha KO, feeling good as fuck. Wow. Okay. Bones 13, member for 4 months on that champ level. Stantillion versus everybody can get it. Glove emoji. Face with Hardeen smoke from the nose and the flexing emoji. Then we got Ryan Frazier, a member for 3 months on that champ level. I'm going to gift the community with a membership for the Crow this weekend. Loss on Fondora and Roach, but I'm still ahead on the Pick'em League. Salute to you, man. He gave 5 memberships to someone. We got Keep It Moving $2. Faced with tears of joy, my Lord and Savior Haney almost forgot about him. Person fencing, faced with tears of joy. Mad Bent, $2 on that champ level. Daily Dose of Tanquil, Scrappy did that. Again, he did. I thought he was going to go decision. That fucker fucked me too, bro. He proved he got some pop, for sure. We got to make sure. And Tyrone the Great, who keeps the scores for us, he gifted someone a membership. Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all. Oni Snatch, you never came back. Trying you again. What up?
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Perfect.
Ness, I'm tired of these motherfucking fake fucking hardcores. Jerome Boots Ennis ain't got no network. He ain't got no guaranteed contract. He should have been on that phone the next day with Evan Corn, Carl Moretti, Todd DeBuff. And like I said in the tweet, let his fucking nuts hang and go take out the top guy that just took out the other guy. That's a fucking sport. It's boxing. Any other sport, a guy does something like that, he gets a shot at fucking the next guy. That's better. Let's cut the fucking bullshit. Let's stop it already. Oh, I don't need to see it. Jerome Boots Ennis is fucking 1,000-0 Ness and fucking mythical matchups already. So what the fuck? What is it? We're just gonna think he's gonna win everybody? We need to fucking see it.
I love that one.
Motherfucking Sugar Ray Robinson lost to Jake LaMotta and was in a fucking tune-up 2 weeks later. I mean, like, what the fuck, bro? You got 30-plus fights and you ain't had no step-up. Come on. Be as Huckleberry. But then again, Ness, these motherfuckers, like you said, Ness, over there in the UK, over there in all these other countries, they actually want the sport to move like a sport. Ron Boy Fresh says it all the time. These motherfuckers get their eagle on for fucking promotions, managers, advisors. Like, they don't want the sport to be a sport. You need these fights. The winner of Santillan Boots, you know it's an action fight. That just raises the profile of that fighter. It raises the profile again of 147. And maybe Bud might come down. Oh, you know what? I'll fight that guy. It's worth it. Or if not, who's next? These dudes do not want to make it move like a sport's supposed to be a sport. Who the fuck's Boots going to fight? Who's he going to wait on? He's not going to fight the winner of Laura Garcia.
Bro, that fight, based off BoxRec, boosted Giovanni above Boots because Rocha was a better fighter. He was a higher star fighter. He had more fights with more named people, so he received more points. Giovanni's ahead of Boots on BoxRec's, you know, top welterweights.
Exactly. And like I said, he doesn't have loyal to Showtime for what? You was loyal to Showtime and lost out seven figures from BLAK Prime. What are you doing? You twiddling at the holidays are coming up, Boots. It's Christmas. You need that money, right? Come on. After that performance, you don't think Bob Arum, okay, I got 750K for Boots, 500 for Santillan. Let's make this fight, baby. Let's all make some money. That's what it's about. And if Boots wins, come on. You think they're not going to let it? Okay, we'll just take the fight. Okay, you can leave after that. Come on, man. Like, nobody has vision to, like, innovate. Like, bro, Boots, you go and knock this dude out and fuck him up. Okay, that's another tip. And okay, that's a step-up fight for you. You got the WBO, which you ducked when Crawford was offering you a shot. I don't get it, Ness. I don't get why people don't want to see boxers fighting frequently. The sport happening. You know, you said the other day on another show, like, we have too many dead spots. All these other sports, when there's no season, they still have enough content, enough shit to talk about for the off season. Okay, this guy went to this team. That guy went to that team. This guy's rehabbing an injury. We need the fights to just keep happening and happening so we can have more to talk about instead of like, well, oh, no, what do I need to see Boots fight him for? I don't need to see it. I'd rather see him fight the winner of Thurman Stanione. It's like, no, bro, so you're going to let him sit on the fucking shelf for 4 or 5 months? There's less money in the sport. Who's going to pay for the shit?
I'm with you, man.
But and then these people have the nerve to say they hardcores. Nah, you're not hardcore.
He's he's hardcore, but he says he wants Giovanni versus the 122-pounder.
And you just said it like, someone tried to bring up, well, why does Crawford want Canelo? You can't do it. That's how the sport works out. Henry Armstrong went all the way up there to fucking try to chase glory. If by that logic, Roberto Duran wouldn't have went up to fight Barkley or fucking Hagler, because that's not how the sport's supposed to work, right? The fuck out of here. Shit. Motherfuckers don't watch boxing. I can tell. They ain't in the gyms. They don't. I was with Hot Box a minute before the fight. He was giving me the lowdown and said, yo, Santillan's a live dog, bro. It's 50-50. Only one I knew that actually seen enough of that cat in the gyms working, going to fucking Robert Garcia's from San Diego to fucking Riverside, which is an hour and a half drive, depending on traffic, every three, four times a week. That's a hardcore. The motherfucker that's going to club shows and interviewing club fighters. These motherfuckers ain't going to club shows like that. So it's like, man, bro, it's okay, cool. You don't want to see it. We want to see it. More people, get Ness. More people want to see that shit than don't. I guarantee it. Because who's Boots going to fight?
I have no clue.
He's going to sit on the shelf for another 6 months. Or he's going to go fight on an undercard of a Floyd fucking exhibition and nobody's going to watch it. There's going to be nobody in the fucking stands when Boots comes out there. But that's good for business, right? But that's my call, Ness.
All right.
We got a lot of work to do in this American boxing scene because people don't want to see fights. They want to see mythical matchups on Twitter.
Word. Damn, Alex, you still breathing? Damn. Bruh, they coming for you. Tyrone the Great. I'm gonna get Oh, damn. I thought this was Tyrone the Great. It was Demo. I was trying to put Tyrone on to save you because I see Tyrone in the chat saying he wants the Barrios fight, but sorry, bro. Hotboxing Minute, I seen your super chat. I didn't read yet, but that's fucked up. You should have DM'd me that. Next time, yo, DM me information like that. Go ahead, champ.
Yeah, my shit with the speaker. I can't hear you. Hold on.
We hear you, Demo. Just talk.
We hear you. All
right, I can hear you now. I bet. So first thing first, I'm calling in, get my little crow about Rocha, man. So who was it? Tyrone the Great. Shout out Tyrone the Great for keeping the score. I wish he would have wrote down what I said.
Hold on, Chan. Gotta give it to you though.
For sure. So I wish he would actually wrote down what I said about the Rocha Santillan fight though. Because I did say the thing about Rocha, he stay in the middle too much, his feet flat, and he get hit too much. And I just was thinking, like, if anything, he might be able to, Santillan might be able to pull it out. I ain't want to bet that shit, but shit, it showed up. And just the style that he was coming with, he was on the front foot the whole time, you know, in the pocket. I think the fight to make is that Boots fight. Because, honestly, it's tailor-made for Boots, but this gonna make him have to be on his shit, because Santillan is super strong. I don't know what it is about Robert Garcia fighters, but I've been watching a lot of them lately. And then as far as the parlays, I lost all my parlays this weekend, obviously, because Rocha was in most of them. And then I had Campbell Haddon by decision. 1 minute left in the last round, and dude
got disqualified.
Yeah, that shit sucked. That shit fucked me too, cause I'm like, damn. At least I got a few that I hit on, but yeah, that fucked off like $78 for me this weekend. So I gotta shake back, man. I gotta shake back, being greedy and shit. But
I got greedy this week too, man. You see my slips? I put all my chips in fucking Rocha. That motherfucker played me, man.
And that's why I'm just like, man, I went back and rewatched the fight from before, and it was like Rocha was all swole up at the end. And I did say, I'm going to go back and clip it, send it to you, because it might be a nice little short. Because I literally said, I knew he was going to be in the middle too much getting hit, but I didn't think Santillan was going to be that fucking strong. Like, the first time he clipped Rocha in the first round, it was like Rocha legs left him. And I knew it was over with. That shit sucked. But yeah, then I had Michael Hennessy in one or two of them, and he fucked me too, because he lost. But I got Oshaki Foster, you know, next week. I ain't gonna say how I got him, but most people should know that. But shout out, man. That's everything. I'm gonna call back in if I hear some.
All right. My bad. Let me see who's next. Yeah. Campbell's DQ fucked me. I mean, yo, I was so confident this week, and I did so much research. I bet so small that I need a 4 and a 5 and a 16 parlay, right? But
like
bro, I
time.
Got so many right that if I
what
was the if I was a better like you know half of my fucking audience, I would have made hella dough because I just got too many right. I got way too fucking many right, bro. Was unfair. All by decision, too. I knew it. So I put a lot of money. Money I don't normally bet. Fucking Rocha, bro. He killed me. He killed me. And it stings when you lose like that. But what are you going to do? You know? You win some, you lose some. Hopefully we get it back this week. We do got Oshaki Foster this week. But my strong recommend, again, I give a strong recommend weekly. My strong recommend hit. My strong recommend was -139. You know, that hit, that was the strong recommend. Meaning every $139 you put, you get 100. So, you know, you guys should have made money. But outside of my strong recommend, my Jack Catterall decision, which was not a strong recommend, but I never flip-flopped. That was my only pick. Like, yo, he getting the decision. When people said knockout, I told you no, even though I didn't double down and say this is my strong recommend. But John Manu decision hit, Catterall hit, Peter McGrail decision, that hit, that's huge. That's huge. I did mad research. All these UK dudes thought the Salishman Lomachenko was going to get the knockout. My own fucking UK producer. He's all in the comment section. This ticket's going to get blown with Peter. Blow this. You feel me? Ness the Great. But fucking Rocha. I didn't see that one coming. I tell you, I didn't see that fucker coming. You know, he shitted on us. But you need those performances because Giovanni is now arrived, right? Like, we actually want to see him fight. He was just this welterweight that was just there. He reminded me of Vanez Martirosyan. Look, he's 30-0, 17 KOs, and we just got to know him. He reminds me of Vanez, you know? But hopefully now he takes off. Tyler Mack, what up?
Hello?
What up?
Oh, what's going on, man? I watched the fight, Rocha and G. Man, that was a real interesting fight, man. I didn't know G was that ferocious.
Me neither.
And one thing I really liked about him watching the fight is his tenacity. I felt like bro was real active. Like, bro was really actively hunting, bro, the whole fight. And I love that. I feel like that one caller threw me off when he was talking about he didn't want to see certain fights. I hate when callers say they don't want to see fights. I don't know why. It's just a pet peeve of mine. I always say I want to see these boys bang. And I feel like boxing should ride, like, recency bias like other sports do. Like, if somebody do something good in the other sport, the first thing they say in other sports, the first thing they say, can Tom Brady keep his streak up against Peyton Manning or something, or can, if it was the UFC, Bobby Green got an upset. Oh, my God, they'll put Bobby Green in the next fight night the next week. Just because he upset somebody, they just want to see if he can do it again and put him in harder. You see what I'm saying? We need to start riding the recency bias, because that's what's going to keep the – because eyes on G right now. The most eyes probably going to be on him right now. So let's go ahead and throw him in there with Jerron Ennis. And see how it works. You know, some niggas got to ride a streak. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas got to ride a streak. Maybe this nigga's streaking right now. Let him ride that streak if he is. We got to see that, though. We got to see him in the ring. Because what if this nigga really get in there with Jerron and continue his little upset streak? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot of people just need opportunities to show us that they the one. That's it. You know what I mean? If you can't fight Jerron, how you going to show people you could beat Jerron? Like, Adrian, what up?
What's up, Ness? It's inevitable. It's D-Block, D-Town, D-C, D-Ville, Baltimore. Facts!
Champ, you died out or you there?
Nah, you hear me? My bad, Ness. Man, what a great win for Santillan. He deserves it. I mean, the guy went in there ferociously. He was looking for a fight. He came in there and dominated Rocha. And let me let you know something, Ness. You saying that you great because you made these picks, but at the end of the day, you pick Rocha. Of course, the majority of people pick Rocha, and that's facts. So at the end of the day, you could have been great. You could have been the GOAT of the night, but you know you went because you know you already knew everybody was going for Rocha. Am I right or am I wrong?
Nah, I really like Rocha. I watched the DeMarco fight with Santillan, and I just watched the Bonet fight, bro. Nothing in his career told us he could do that. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Hot Boxing Minute, he was in the gym with him. That's different. But we ain't seen it, bro. That fight with DeMarco, come on. DeMarco got destroyed by Adrian Broner. Like, Adrian Broner arrived.
I remember that, yeah.
And Santillan struggled with DeMarco, bro. A way older version of that, too. So then watching him, you know, struggle with Bonet, I just never thought. I did think he was big. I did think he was tough. So my bet was not Rocha knockout. It was Rocha decision. I never thought Rocha could knock him out. But goddamn, that should never happen.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you two questions before I let go. Do you think this is just up there with Maidana, Adrian Broner?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Rocha had the clout of Broner.
No, for sure. Yeah.
So it ain't going to do the same for Santi Young that it did for Maidana. Because remember, after that, Maidana got a fucking Floyd fight. I'm hoping he get a Boots fight.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, Boots is supposedly this special-ass Hall of Fame type of fighter. He hasn't really fought any competition. The next Floyd Mayweather, southpaw, Pernell Whitaker. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it could be the same way. You know, maybe he looks at it and says, I could beat this guy easily. He's tailor-made for me. And he could get, you know, a bigger payday for both of them. You know what I mean? But I got the second question. I'm going to let it be like that. What do you think? Right now, they're talking about it. I heard it's breaking news, semi-breaking news. Floyd Mayweather is trying to make him fight Manny Pacquiao and make it a Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather too. What do you think about that? They're trying to push away Mikey Garcia. They think that's not a better fight. D Block out.
But exhibition?
Yeah, exhibition. That's what they're talking about. What do you think, Ness? I'm gonna let you go like that.
I mean, look, bro. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm not going to watch it. Like, I'm going to watch it because I watch all boxing. Am I excited? Not in the least. Do I care? No. But if they make it, I'm going to start to care. You know, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to, you know, and I'm sure he's going to put an undercard. I just hope he doesn't take another person's date. You know what I mean? Steve in Chicago trying you again. All right, Steve. I don't know that you know you got your hand raised to speak. We got SDX Renzi. What up? Damn, did the resonate? Yo, did you hit or what?
You know, I got something, Ness. I ain't going to lie. I didn't go crazy. I went light this week because I had some other parlays going in some other sports, messing around with the football and stuff. I need to stay away from that shit and stick to what I know, man. I kind of been getting thirsty. I did mix them up, though, Ness. I got the Isaac Chamberlain and the Jack Catterall. I just did a two-pick with that.
Nice.
I only put 10 on that, but that hit for 45, and it was plus 350.
Yeah, that's
so that was a good one. I played this crazy though. I did the Fundora, Ramirez, and the Rocha. I did that 2-3 picks, but I did it both ways. All knockouts and all decisions.
Ooh.
Of course it was going all knockouts, but when I got to the fucking Rocha, of course, he got knocked out. But it was cool though, because I caught that live on DraftKings and I hedged Rocha by knockout. Antion going into the fight, he was plus 1200 next live.
Damn, you caught that
by knockout? $15. I only put 15 on it though. I 15 for 195.
That's great.
So I caught that. He saved my night. Like, he made me break even, you know, with everything that I had there for the weekend just by. You feel me? $15 Centillion plus 1200. Bro, so that shit drove me back over. But
I seen that shit on the live TV come up like that. I'm like, God damn.
I had to. When you said it, when you said it, watching it, that's when I was like, let me see what the chat's saying. And the chat was saying, like, he gonna stop him or something. I said, bro, it ain't gonna hurt the I heard you in my head. Here go Ness. Sprinkle a little something over there.
Bro,
so I'm
like,
I got.
You learning more than me, because guess who I sprinkled a little something to heads, what you did?
Who?
Linares. I just said, man, you know, Linares is 2-0 in the UK. I put $10 on Linares at a plus 1200. Like, fuck it. I'll take that 120 if he outboxed Catterall. It ain't work.
Yeah.
And
guess what? You know, another fight I almost hit on that too.
What?
Sandoval, right?
Yes, yes.
The Sandoval fight. Guess man, what my dumb ass did on what? That, right? I had the fucking the bet in my slip, but I didn't know which Sandoval was which. Because we were saying red Sandoval, blue Sandoval.
Yeah.
And the shit said +500. And I bet it with the wrong Sandoval.
Yeah, I told you, I stay away from that. I ain't know neither of them Sandoval.
I was like, oh, so I'm thinking the whole time, like, yeah, I'm winning. Whole time, this the wrong fucking guy.
Damn.
I was like, wow. So, yeah, I lost on that one. But overall, that was a good card, man. I feel like it was a good matchup. It's a lot of fights, man. Like you said on the live stream, when you get these picks, man, you got to mix it up to make your own parlays. So y'all got to learn to mix it up, man. Put them smaller, 2 and 3 picks. All you need is a few. Put it together to get your best odds and bet it there. Don't try to do all the picks. You don't got to do it like that. You feel me? Make it work for you. But as far as Giovanni, I definitely want to see him with Boots. You feel me? I feel like that'll be a great test. That'll be a great test for Boots. And if he do good with him, especially if Giovanni bring that same energy that he had last night, if he bring that to Boots and Boots can handle that, then we might need to see a Boots bud. But I don't know. Like, I want to see how Boots handle that, because that was a good fight. Giovanni went Boots mode, bud mode last night. Because I don't know the other guy like that, but y'all said Rocha should have showed us something. And I don't feel like Rocha was even ready for what Giovanni showed him.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he didn't show no fight back, and I was like, damn, he just kept coming with it. Giovanni, he looked tired or nothing. He was just composed, like, they don't want me here. I just got to show up. This is my shot. So I definitely want to see him again. That's my call, TBV. Hey, man, make sure y'all hit that like button. Ness in here, OT again with us, man. I appreciate you, Ness, keeping the community going. Hey, shout out to the Boxer Voice. Make sure y'all hit that Patreon or that champ, man. We gonna hit. It only take one punch, man, to change y'all life. Make sure y'all get in tune with the Boxing Bet Show, man. All right, y'all.
Bet. Let me see. Looks like we got Zorro back at us.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
I might hit a dead spot, but Jesus Christ, man. I think maybe. Definitely you and some of these retard-ass callers need to go to the local store, get some Q-tips. They got them, you know, travel pack, 500 count, 1,000 count, and use them bitches. I might lose service in a second, but it'll come back on, but I'll keep going. Because I never said I don't want to see it. I'm not going to use the word want or need. That's what I'm saying. If the fight... I'm okay with it. All right, it's a big difference, because what happens when you say you want something?
What happens when you say you want it? They don't give it to you, or they make you pay for it? You breaking up, Alex? You breaking up, Chamaco? You breaking up, champ? You breaking up? Fams, you breaking up? You still breaking up?
I'm still bad.
You're still bad. Just let it clear. We'll come back to you. Brandon, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, what up, Ness? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Another day, another podcast.
Sounds good to me. So, the Santillan KO'd Rocha, which I believe I saw the highlights for Catterall, and that was pretty good, too. I saw the highlights of it, and then it was pretty good. I didn't really see the Sicilian fight, but I feel like it went well. And if he goes against Crawford, although I didn't see the fight, I will back up Crawford on this and say Crawford is probably the better fighter, just because he's probably got – I don't even know the scores. How many wins does Sicilian have compared to Crawford? Crawford has 40 wins.
Sicilian has 30?
Sicilian has 30, so it's typically the guy that has more wins that wins the fight. And Crawford is just a beast. He's like the ultimate scrapper when it comes to fights. That's why I'm a big fan of Crawford. I'll never stop being not a fan of Crawford, because the way that he fights, the style of fighting is super – it's interesting to watch, and it's hyperactive, so he's constantly on the move. in terms of what he's doing in the ring, where he's not really taking any breaks. He's constantly moving forward with what he says and what he does. And that's what kind of what I like to see in a boxer, so that I'm constantly entertained. And he finishes them off within 9 or 10 rounds. He either gets a TKO or a KO, or I never really see him get a win by decision. But it would be nice to see that too. So Crawford just is all around good fighter. He doesn't get as much praise as I think he should. And I feel like he needs to fight more high profile fights. I don't feel like Centillion would be really a challenge for him, because he's not really high known. I think he was getting a lot of backlash when he said that he wanted to fight Canelo during an interview, which was understandable, because if you want to fight one of the all-time greats that's currently in boxing, like, you're going to want to, like, probably fight some more fighters first, you know, and then try to get Canelo, because I do understand he's a big payday in terms of, like, if somebody fights Canelo, they get paid a lot, just as Canelo gets paid a lot, because Canelo's automatically, his viewership is above average, and when it comes to people that want to tune into watching Canelo, because there are so many Canelo fans out there in the world that he just attracts those type of people. So that makes sense. And Crawford, I don't believe he attracts that many viewers, though he's underrated. That's why I say, like, I want to keep talking about Crawford and try to get his popularity up, because the guy is, not only is he a good guy in terms of what he does off the ring, off the boxing stuff, he's just a good guy all around. Because when he's on social media and he does interviews, I saw a lot of his interviews. Comparing it to Canelo, comparing it to many other fighters, his personality is, like, above average. So I take that in consideration when I choose fighters that I want to see, personally, as an opinion. But yeah, that's just my opinion. Crawford is an all-around great fighter. If he fights Centillion, I do believe he'll win. I'm confident that he's going to win his next fight, whoever it may be. So thank you for listening to my call, and that's the end of it.
All right, Brandon, appreciate you.
You may feel like it's your time.
Alex, you want to try now?
But it's not your time.
Yeah, I'm coming in now.
Street.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, man, so I don't know why y'all are choosing to hear that I said I don't want to fight. But yes, you're choosing the word want and need. When we don't get it, what starts happening? We start pointing fingers, playing the blame game, saying this guy's a duck. That guy's a duck. He's scared. I'm not with all that shit. If the fight happens, I'm cool with it. I'm going to watch it. And I said I like the Barrios fight. Why? Because that's the word that came out of Centillion's mouth himself, the Barrios fight. Then they mentioned Crawford. He said, yeah, I'll take that fight too. I think they mentioned Arrow as well, if I'm not mistaken. I could show you. I could clip it later. But yeah, man, I mean, bro, I want to see good fights. I want to see great fights. And some of us don't go to club shows. Shut the fuck up. If you don't know, then shut the fuck up, bro. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And, you didn't watch it, bro. I'm going to send you the clip. This man, Rocha, had a nerve to say that Centillion don't hit hard.
What?
I was like, wow, bro. Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, what do you expect him to say, bro? He's had a million emotions, but he's crazy for saying that. But a million emotions probably running through that man's mind at that point.
Yeah, and so I was looking. I was like, who signed at 147 for Centillion? Because you're right, not many options. They only got Brian Omer Jr. over there on their website. I wouldn't be surprised if, because there's really not too much going on, we don't know where PBC is going to go, if we don't see maybe a rematch for some reason, honestly, because it's really Crawford or cross-promotional.
Brian Norman already did it
with this fight.
Brian Norman, he's in a real fight, bro. Off that hand injury, I forgot. Let me check my text with his dad, because I'm like, bro, how you fighting this dude off an injury?
He's fighting that dude that fought on Showbox, right? From Texas or something?
He fighting Quentin Randall. He in a real fight.
Quentin Randall.
Only thing, Quentin Randall ain't got no power.
Okay, yeah, but he could fight. So, yeah, we'll see, man. Yeah. All right, yeah, man. I just wanted to get that off, bro. That's yeah, y'all motherfuckers need to get clean your ears. Shit. All right, man. All right, all right, all
right, all right. What did you share with me on a model? Okay. We got, I think this might be, let me see something. That might be the last caller. Let me check if I got to all my super chats. It's hardcore shit. Damn, I can't believe more hardcores than watch this fight. Crazy. We got $5 super chat from Matt Bent on that champ level. He's got Stantillion should fight Boots. Ellis Villa. They'll smash his one-dimensional arse. Versus Boots, he is another Villa. Okay. Hotbox in minute, $5 super chat. He said, I tried to tell y'all, Giovanni is family at my gym in San Diego. My city was up big last night. About goddamn time. San Diego up. Emoji. TBV for life. Face with Hardeen, smoke out the nose. Tyrone the Great, $2 super chat. Demo, I did put you down as Rocha, but uncertain. And that means we got to all the super chats. Did I get to Cliff in Connecticut? Cliff, did I get to you?
Yeah, we spoke.
All right, so we are done. Till the next one, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., arrivederci.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.